Hi, and welcome to Becoming Less, an Edmontonian journey to less waste, less impact, less consumption, and less clutter.
Becoming Less is brought to you by Waste Free Edmonton, and together we're dedicated to waste reduction efforts, both big and small.
I'm Biz.
I'm Emily, and today we're going back to our roots and talking about grocery shopping.
This topic was sparked by my standing outside of the grocery store waiting for my husband to get out as I was maskless and so could not go inside. And in 10 minutes, I swear I saw over 100 plastic disposable bags walk out that door. And out of everybody who walked out, only one of them was using reusable bags.
That's crazy. That's actually mind-blowing to think about.
I think of this as the most basic waste reduction thing ever.
Right? And I would say probably on the topic of grocery shopping, Biz and I think can come together and say that the number one thing that you can do that's super simple, super easy, a really great transition is just to bring your own bags. Because the amount of plastic or the amount of single use plastic bags that are literally used for you just to put your groceries in them, to take them to your car, and then to take them into your house is insane, and it produces so much plastic. And to be honest, single-use plastic grocery bags suck. They are not good at carrying your groceries anyways. As someone who is switched over, I don't even know how long I've been using reusable shopping bags to go grocery shopping. Years. And it just makes more sense. As someone who is a classic only take one trip from the car up to your fridge, I absolutely need some heavy duty bags. I'm totally one of those. Yeah. Cause I have lived in apartments. And so a lot of the time I'm hauling groceries and I'm a total one trip fanatic. And so really, if you have plastic grocery bags, it's not going to happen. You need heavy duty bags. But bring your own bags. They work better. It's super easy to do. During COVID, I know that there was a bit of uncertainty as to whether you could bring your own bags or not. And I think within the last 6 months, pretty much every single grocery store that I know of or major grocery store is back to encouraging people to bring their own shopping bags. So you can totally do it. It's not a big deal.
And as of the end of this year, you're going to have no choice anyway. So you might as well get used to it now and save 6 months worth of plastic bags.
Yeah, and honestly, it's really easy. What I do is obviously, I have reusable bags that I use for a whole bunch of stuff, but I do keep one in my purse, a tiny one that's rolled up in my purse just in case I'm grabbing things, and that has come in handy a lot. And then the other thing is that if you usually take your car to go grocery shopping, I would also recommend you store a few reusable grocery bags in your car, because that's super easy, and I always find that that's really... That's a super easy trick. Instead of making the excuse that you forgot your bags, now you don't have that excuse because you just have a couple of bags stored in there, right?
They're
it's a super
there.
Easy transition.
Mm-hmm. And that is their home, right? So when you put them away, away is in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I keep some in my bike pannier bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I also keep a container in case we go to the restaurant and for that reason too. Mm-hmm. So I have a little stash of reusables in my bike. And
yeah, like a little reusable kit so that you can avoid using single-use plastics. Mm-hmm. And particularly in your car, I know for me, sometimes I go back and forth with carrying things in my purse just because sometimes it can get a little bit bulky. But in your car, I'm you have space in your car. I definitely have space in my car just to tuck a couple things in my trunk. And it's actually crazy how many times I've been able to reuse my reusable bags. And I have reusable bags that are years and years and years old, and I just keep on reusing them. And some of them I can wash in the washing machine. Yeah, it's super easy, it's convenient, and it actually saves so much plastic. For example, at the beginning of COVID, kind of when everything was changing, there was a couple of grocery stores that their policies changed so you couldn't bring your reusable bags. And I remember going to the grocery store and buying groceries and coming home and being oh my goodness, I have literally this is more plastic in one grocery shop, because of the single-use plastic bags, than I've used in 6 months in one trip. And so, just kind of reflecting on that, it's a super easy thing to do. Just bring your reusable bags. It's so easy.
And that applies to produce bags as well.
So, yes. Okay. I want to get into produce bags because I finally actually broke down and bought some like specific produce bags because before I had just been using like my odds and end bags and things like that. And so I will say like I did break down. I bought some produce bags that has been really nice, but I didn't have enough. I know that we've talked about this before that I would just like literally have produce like rolling around in my cart. Like,
oh yeah, 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 I remember you saying
yeah
that.
Which is also totally fine and was totally like totally not a big deal, but I was like, you know, this is obviously like for me to invest like $20 or something into buying some produce bags, like that was worth it for me. And for you, Biz, you probably have made your own, I'm guessing.
Alternatively,
right?
They're really easy to make, and so if you don't sew, you probably know someone who does. I'm sure that something could be worked out. And
yeah, I'm sure that even I could make them. Like I'm not a seamstress by any means, as I'm sure people know. But
there are DIYs out there for like turning an old T-shirt into a bag, and ideally with scrap fabric rather than going out and buying fresh fabric for this purpose. Because then it's no different than just going and buying the bag itself. But
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, yeah, it's super easy, I guess, to use those. And I have my bag of bags and I throw it in my car or I like take it with me grocery shopping. Yeah. And it's makes a huge difference, like an incredible difference in how much plastic you're using.
So if you have produce bags that are solid and not mesh, you can also use them for bulk items.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And like, obviously, Biz and I love bulk.
Huge fans of bulk.
We love bulk. We rave about it all the time.
Can't wait until we can actually use our own containers for bulk again. But, you know, it's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah. Hopefully soon. I know Bulk Barn in some provinces in Canada, they have resumed their reusable container program. And so I sent them an email and they're supposedly working with the health officials to bring back the reusable program when it's safe. So I mean, tentatively that could be pretty soon. And so I'm really looking forward to that as well. Shopping in bulk.
What are some of the main things that you get in bulk?
Okay, I haven't been getting a ton of things in bulk lately, just because I've also been like during the pandemic, I've kind of been trying to shift in focus and buy things locally. Like, that's kind of been my focus. So a lot of the stuff that I will buy will be like, I don't know, for example, like oatmeal. I eat oatmeal all the time. I'll buy that in paper from like someone, like a local person, instead of buying it in a plastic bag.
Okay.
But yeah, so I guess, I don't know, popcorn, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Oats, flours, basically any dried goods I'll buy in bulk.
Yeah. So pasta, coffee,
yeah, any seeds,
and then yeah, flour,
tea,
and
spices.
Sugar, and yeah, tea.
So it's pretty easy to find bulk items. And yeah, like I said, for me particularly, like I personally, I'm trying to search out like more local organizations, but a lot of the time if you talk to them, they'll like either put it in a paper bag for you, or you can give them a bag that they'll put it in. That's just personally been my focus over the last year. But there's so many things that you can buy in bulk, and like surprising things that you can buy in bulk. You can pretty much get anything in bulk, which is pretty amazing.
Previous to pandemic, I had was just about to make arrangements with a local tortilla chip company to just like bring them a container that they could fill for me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were okay with this, but then the pandemic hit and they're like, yeah, we can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a bit tricky. So, and I know I've had that experience too, like with local organizations. I'm like, oh, well, can I just like bring my own bag? And they're like, actually, like Alberta health code, we can't do that right now. So, yeah. So that's kind of put a damper on it, but
hopefully I'll be able to figure that out soon. Cause I do love chips, and chip bags are one of the least just crappiest.
Oh, chip bags. There isn't a single chip bag that I can think of that is recyclable. Like not a single one. Cause even the paper ones,
they have a plastic window usually.
Yeah. They have a plastic window and they're lined with So, you know, like it's a multi material.
Yeah.
There's more than one material on the paper. So it's like unrecyclable.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. El Gringo tortilla chips.
Oh, yeah. They're from their local Edmonton company.
And they are in a stretchy plastic bag. So you can recycle
that. But that can be recycled.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, so what are some other like grocery shopping tips? Do you have anything else that you do when you go to the grocery store?
My biggest thing would probably be to not buy individually packaged anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, like not buy, you know, individually packaged granola bars or like yogurt or like all of those things.
You can get granola in bulk mm-hmm. and then just portion it out and put it in cups.
Yeah. Or like
same thing.
Yeah, like I think about yogurt cups. I don't know. Growing up, I totally had like yogurt cups all the time for my lunches. And I'm like, oh my goodness, those are the most wasteful things. Like they are really convenient, but they're so wasteful. Or like individually packaged things. It just seems so bizarre to be, yeah, to like, oh, this is housing one serving of something and then I'm going to eat it and throw it in the garbage and it's going to exist for the next like 200 million years in the landfill. Like that's just maybe a little jarring to me.
Yeah.
Ugh. So yeah, I would try to avoid definitely individually packaged things if you can, for sure.
So if you're going to a major grocery store, I would say try to not go into the aisles and just stick to the outside. Because that's where the produce and the meat and the bread are and not all of the processed, individually packaged sugar foods. Those are all in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's better for your health and usually for packaging as well.
Right? Two birds, one stone. Yeah. It is easy. I feel like it is easier to shop low waste when you're also kind of like shopping for, yeah, like kind of a healthier lifestyle with like whole ingredients and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. The other thing is that I find when I shop particularly, and this is more focused on like food waste and things like that, I would really recommend that people like create a meal plan before they go grocery shopping. This is something that I kind of have started in the last probably like 6 months.
Don't buy things you don't need.
Yeah. So I used to go to the grocery store and just kind of like buy what I thought that I might want to eat that week. And it kind of always resulted in me like, you know, eating things like frantically as they were going bad or yeah, just like having to really like have weird food behavior based around like what was going on in my fridge. Now I'm kind of recognizing that like I do really, really like cooking, but it makes so much more sense to me and I save so much more money because I'm just like very, I guess, particular with what I'm buying. So particularly for me and my partner, for some reason, I would always overbuy food and then I would be like eating, like I never really like food to go to waste. So then I would end up eating just like ridiculous amounts of like kale that were about to go bad or like
kale chips, you know, are delicious, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. But it always just resulted in like poor planning and then me kind of getting the grunt of that. So now what I do is I like sit down usually on like Sunday or Monday and like kind of plan out my meals. And then this also allows me to like look in my fridge and kind of be reflective of like what I have from last week or the week before that I need to use up and then like plan my meals systemically around that so that I know that I'm using those things up and nothing's like getting old and gross in my fridge or forgotten about in my fridge. And so that's been like a really, really awesome tool for me personally that I would totally encourage people to do because it, first of all, it keeps my grocery bill low because when you're only buying food that you're going to eat like in the next week and a half or week and you're not like storing goods, like, you know, I used to like buy things to fill my pantry and then I would have this like huge full pantry, but I would like never really get through things the same amount. And now with meal planning and kind of organizing a little bit more, it's just like a little bit more systematic and my food's fresher. Yeah, I can just eat like better food.
Yeah,
like in a better way and nothing's going bad. So I would totally recommend people to do that.
We basically have like a handful of meals that we cycle through. And because mm-hmm. we are constantly eating the same meals, and if that sounds totally boring to you because you're a chef and you like to spice it up, then cool.
I was going to say, that does sound totally boring to me personally. I mean, like, obviously I have a few favorites, but I'm like, oh, I like to spice it up.
Yeah. Whereas we like to do as little work as possible. So we just picked a handful of simple meals and then we never let anything go bad because we're constantly eating the same things and we're constantly cycling through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. And like, I'm lucky enough to, I do have a deep freeze in my place. Yeah, I'm kind of able to like use my freezer to salvage things that are like maybe going bad or whatever. But if you don't have that luxury, meal plan, organize. Honestly, it's made a world of difference, and nothing like gets sneaky gross in my fridge. Like before I'd be like, oh my God, I need to eat this. Like there's a strawberry is like, this is starting to mold or whatever. And now I never really have that in the same capacity.
Strawberries are the worst. They always last like 2 hours.
or like avocados. Oh my goodness.
No, avocados are more like not ready yet. Not ready yet. Not ready yet. Not ready yet. Too late.
Yeah, too late. Now it's brown and gross. Anyways, so I would totally encourage that. And then that kind of goes into my next point of like, shop your pantry, shop your fridge, like use up kind of what you have and try and get through, particularly if stuff is like going to go bad or if it's not going to be good. Like that goes back into the planning thing. But
we're really good at that, actually. If you were to look at our fridge and our cupboard, you'd be like, wow, you guys have no food. But the amount of food that we actually use doesn't take up that much space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So like, yeah. If you were to take the things that have been sitting in your cupboard for a year versus the stuff you actually use on a regular basis, it would probably be a fairly small portion of what's actually in there.
It totally is. And like I did a big pantry clean out like a little while ago where I like pulled everything out of my pantry and reorganized it and like went through expiry dates and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, the amount of stuff that like I actually used, you know, there's kind of a handful of things that I use on a regular basis. And then there's a handful of things that I use like semi-regularly. And then there was a handful of things that I'm like, oh my goodness, I haven't used this in like I moved about a year ago now. And I'm like, I haven't used this since I moved. Like I just moved it to a new place and now it's just been sitting here. So that was a good reminder. But yeah, I would totally encourage, like, if you have the time, you have the capacity, like, do a pantry clean out, get organized. Oh, it makes such a difference for my grocery shopping. And like, it's totally revolutionized, I guess, like, even just how much food I buy every week. Because instead of buying, like, I don't know, like, before I would just go to the grocery store, like, I had a list, but then I would just kind of buy whatever I felt like. And then, yeah, I would leave the grocery store and I would have spent, like, $150. And then I would do that like every week. And then all of a sudden I would have like a ton of food that I'm like, oh my goodness, I need to use this before it goes bad. And so now when I'm like more systematic about it, I like spend less money, I waste less food, I'm just more purposeful. So that's been a huge waste saver for me. But depending on how that works for your schedule, like who knows? But yeah, it's made a big difference. So I would totally encourage that as well. Okay, so I do have another tip, and this is something that I saw online. And so when you're grocery shopping, particularly for things that are in like bunches, like bananas, it's recommended if you want to prevent food waste at the grocery store, actually to like pick the lone banana and take those because everybody always picks like bunches of bananas and no one ever really picks lone bananas. And so a lot of those individual kind of items get left behind and then like they go into food waste.
Our grocery store has banana bread bananas in like their own section.
Ooh, yeah, like super ripe bananas, right?
Yeah, like the overripe bananas get their own section and they're a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm. I do like that, yeah. Because I usually, I'm not a huge banana eater. And to be honest, I usually buy bananas like to freeze and put in smoothies and stuff. I very rarely have fresh bananas in the house because I just don't really eat them. And so I'm like a big advocate for ripe banana bunches. But that tip of like picking the lone fruit or like the individual produce thing is, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can also just like split a bunch of bananas in two if you only want like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because it's by weight. They don't care.
Yeah, Biz is like touching all of the bananas when you're like not supposed to with COVID. Just kidding.
Maybe not right now. Just kidding. But we're getting close to any time. And with tomatoes as well.
Oh, yeah. I think another tomatoes thing, are a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tomatoes on a vine, right? You can just pick as many as you
split those up. Mm-hmm.
So I guess another point would be to try to shop at your farmer's markets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which is great. And I know that... Like, I have talked to a few people who are like, oh, well, farmers markets, like, everything's wrapped in plastic. Like, I can't get anything zero waste. And
right now it is, yeah.
Yeah, right now it is for sure. And I will say that, obviously, I think that if you're like a like, there is something to be said about having, like, a relationship with whoever's providing you your food. Because I'm sure, like, there's tons of people who I've talked to at the farmer's market who let me take things, like, without the bag or whatever, as long as you just ask them. It's just, like, a matter of asking. But, I mean, there's also, like, if things are prepackaged and, like, for example, if they already have, like, produce packaged in plastic.
I know my Apple guy does that for me.
Yeah.
He lets me put them in my bag.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, your Apple guy.
Apple guy.
He'll put them, he'll just like put them in a bag or bring a bag, yeah, right?
He just dumps them into my bag for me.
Yeah, which is sweet. So,
but now, like,
so you can definitely ask for
not
that.
Not everything is wrapped in plastic, so it can't be a rule. I think at this point, it's just precautions that individual vendors are doing. Again, with that relationship, I think you could ask and it would be entirely okay.
Yeah, for sure. And I know probably a lot of vendors also, like, they'll pre-package things, like, literally for convenience so that, like potatoes, for example, that's a good one. Like, there's not very many farmers market booths that I go to where they just have, like, loose potatoes because it's not really practical unless you have brought your own bag and then you have to weigh them out. And, like, there's kind of all of those things. Like, a lot of the time they'll have, like, oh, a bag of potatoes for $6, right? Because it's already been pre-weighed. It's, like, organized, all that kind of stuff. And so I guess from that perspective too, like, yeah, the best thing I think would be to, like, ask them if they have anything that isn't wrapped in plastic, or, like, maybe next time you can get something that isn't wrapped in plastic from them, like, for the same weight, for the same price. But I also think too, like, you know, if you buy that bag of plastic wrapped potatoes, like, one time, you know, like, think about the, instead of buying those potatoes from the grocery store from a farm that came, you know, grew potatoes in Chile or something, because obviously we get a lot of fruits and vegetables from, like, overseas and, yeah, different places in the world where obviously they're being transported, like, huge amounts. I think for me personally, like I kind of mentioned, I'm like, the local produce is a little bit more important to me, and, like, just supporting local farmers and stuff obviously is near and dear to my heart because I grew up, like, on a farm. So it really kind of depends on, yeah, where your values lie. But for me, like, waste free is not always going to be the number one for me, I guess, because I'm more focused on, like, yeah, like, how much carbon did that take? Or, like, there's give and take, right? If you know what I'm talking
and
that's about.
The less impact part of our
slogan. Yeah, exactly.
And the tomatoes and peppers we get are not in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always, and the apples. So there's definitely options out there. I don't know what else.
I'm trying to think of some other things. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of options. Always ask. Honestly, if you get your... Honestly, I've never had someone when I've asked them, hey, like, can I put that in my own bag or whatever? Like, I've literally never had anyone say no, ever.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, that's totally fine. No big deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Eggs. So if you get eggs from the farmer's market, they'll probably take your cartons back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my egg vendor totally does. So I always, like, bring her two or three cartons and get two or three cartons back full of eggs.
Yeah, which is sweet because they think about it, like, they're using cartons all the time because there's tons of people who aren't bringing their cartons back or just recycling them. And so, yeah, that's an excellent thing as well. You can also take your, if you do have egg cartons, I know that, like, the food bank and stuff takes them as well. So, there's lots of ways to reuse your egg cartons instead of just recycling them.
A little bit of a tangent, but still related to this returning your container thing.
Uh-huh.
Growlers. For beer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm excited to hear this.
If you want low-waste beer.
Because who doesn't want low-waste beer?
Go fill a growler from a local brewery.
Yeah. The only, and I say this with quotations because I'm like, the only downside quotation, like, it's not really a downside, is that you do have to drink it a little bit faster. Like, once you open a growler, there's a limited amount of time, right, that you can drink it. Is that how that works?
I'm
not a beer drinker,
loses
so I don't
its
really
carbonation
know.
After a few days. But even like, it takes a few days.
Right? So, yeah, you gotta drink that tasty beer.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, if you drink good, or if you're interested in, like, local Edmonton craft beer, like,
There's so much available,
and it's so accessible. And I think just more and more, we're also going to be getting basically growler refillery places and all that kind of stuff. Or I know this does sound a little bit crazy, but I know that there's some local breweries who will also fill like mini kegs for you. So smaller kegs. So like, I don't know, let's imagine one day the pandemic's over and you like are having a get together. You could get like, you don't have to get a full giant keg. You can get like a mini keg, which is much smaller and easier for like a small group of people to go through. And that's waste free and it tastes great. And it supports our local organizations. So everybody wins.
Yay. Mm-hmm. We are ending this grocery shopping topic on beer.
Yeah, I guess it's not really grocery shopping, but also very important sustenance shopping.
It might be regular. It's regular shopping in our house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big beer drinker, but my partner is. And like I drink ciders and stuff like that. So always looking for better ways to have a nice tasty beverage. The other tip that I will say, this is kind of just the last note, is that when you are grocery shopping, specifically if you are using like reusable bags and things that aren't wrapped in, like you're buying things that are loose or not wrapped in plastic, a really good tip to help your produce stay fresh is also to, like, as soon as you get home, organize it and I don't want to use the word deal with it, but like, for example, kale, like I buy kale and I put it in a fabric bag. But if I put that kale in the fabric bag in the fridge, it wilts like within days, like it's like immediate. So I would totally recommend like take that extra step and just like I usually put mine in a container like with a damp cloth to keep it fresh or things like that. Like there's all of these food kind of preparation things to keep your food fresher longer in your fridge. And so I'd recommend like as soon as you get home from the grocery store, like do that. It'll take 10 minutes and then your food is going to stay fresher way longer. And yeah, it's going to be better because you kind of dealt with it and stored it appropriately when you got home. So that's kind of my last tip.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. For sure. So takeaways.
Bring your own bags, people. Number one, bring your own bags. Yeah.
Shop in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get whole foods versus prepackaged processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And shop local, farmers markets.
Yeah, shop local and try and meal plan and like organize so that you're not wasting any food.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, so Biz, now what is your wine, cheese, and dessert?
Okay, so my wine is that I finally went to go and get a rechargeable cord from a thrift store for the recording device that we are recording on at this very moment. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I brought it home and it wasn't the right one.
And it wasn't the right one.
It wasn't the right
one.
That's
so too bad.
And so the lesson here is bring the electronic with you to the thrift store so you can match it up.
Yeah.
Because now I have to go buy another one.
Yeah. That's a pain. That is something to whine about. But c'est la vie, now you know.
Yeah. Little wine this week. This is not the end of the world.
Yeah, a little wine.
My cheese wine is just totally unrelated to waste this week, but it was humorous, so I thought I would share.
Okay.
The black-eyed peas can sing us a song, but chickpeas can only hum us one.
Ooh, I do like that. I also like love chickpeas and I love hummus. Chickpeas are so versatile. It's absolutely insane.
And you can get them in bulk.
And you can get them in bulk, yes. Yeah, and they're so cheap. Oh my goodness. Okay, what's your dessert?
And my dessert is that I bought myself a refillable fountain pen.
Oh.
Because I am sick of disposable pens at work. So I bought myself.
So you invested.
I invested.
You treated yourself.
And I got purple ink because I can choose whatever color ink I want. So I got purple.
Mm-hmm.
And it writes purple is really very biz. Beautifully.
Yeah.
And I bought it from a local business.
Where did you get it from?
The store is called Stylus.
Oh, so they like specialize in pens?
It's literally a pen store. Yep.
Oh my goodness. I didn't even know that they had pen stores.
You walk in there, it's like all pens with a little bit of journals and staplers for some reason. But yeah.
Huh. Cool. Oh my goodness. Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to have pen envy because I'm currently still working through like my crappy pens that have been I don't know, accumulated or whatever over the years of like an organization that somehow I got a pen from like 10 years ago and it's crappy and it's a ballpoint and it skips and whatever.
Yeah, I don't really have pens at home, but I use them a lot at work and I probably go through a pen every few weeks, so.
Oh, okay. You do a lot of writing then.
Yeah, I got to write notes.
Well, that's so exciting. Yeah.
So
that's lovely.
What is your wine, cheese, and dessert?
Okay, so my wine is, I've been thinking about it more and like obviously I've mentioned that I live in an apartment and you live in a house right now, but you're moving to an apartment, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I was just thinking about how sad I am that I'm not, like, the cart rollout isn't actually impacting me. So I'm like, oh, I want to be part of the cart rollout. Like, I was talking to some friends that were like, oh, yeah, I got my cart months ago. And they're like chatting about their carts and how great their carts are. And I'm like,
we might get our cart before we move, maybe. But yeah. We won't be able to use it before we move.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you might get it. Anyways, I'm like, I have so much cart rollout envy because I'm like, I want to use a cart. I want to be part of the experience. Yeah. Anyways, so that's my wine of the week. So all of you people who are listening who get to be part of the cart rollout, like I'm jealous of you, to say the least. Anyways, okay, and my cheese, this one's pretty lame, but you know how people tell you not to go grocery shopping when you're hungry?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a week and I just keep getting hungrier and hungrier. That
very
is something
appropriate, though.
Right, very appropriate. Yeah, I have, this is a lesson. I go grocery shopping hungry all the time, and it is never a good idea. It's never a good idea. And my dessert is that this isn't like really much of a dessert, but it is my birthday this week, which is very exciting.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. And honestly, that's my dessert. I love my birthday. I think birthdays should be celebrated very fully.
How many years young are you?
I'm 28 years old.
Oh, you're just a baby.
I'm just a baby. Yeah, but this year didn't count. So
it didn't count.
Yeah, it didn't count. 27, you know, I had a lot of things planned for 27 that didn't quite work out as they were supposed to. So yeah, I'm giving myself a bit of a pass. So I am turning 28, but I'm gonna give myself the rest of my 20s to just like, I mean, really, I'm gonna give myself the rest of my life to have like the best time ever. But particularly the next 2 years, I'm going to have a full license on life, which I'm very excited for.
That's fair.
Yeah. So that's my birthday.
Because I have to say, here's once you hit your 30s, you start to slow down.
Oh, don't tell me that, Biz. Don't say that. I lost a year of my 20s, okay?
I'm sorry for your loss.
No, all good. But yeah, I'm a big proponent of like celebrating your birthday. And I kind of joke with my family. Well, it's not really a joke. It's like kind of serious. But June is my birthday month, which I know sounds a bit excessive, but I've always loved celebrating my birthday, and mostly because I just like love doing things with my friends and family and having an excuse to do that. So I already did have one birthday celebration last weekend, and I have another couple coming up this weekend that I'm looking forward to. So
I kind of love it.
I am ridiculous, but yeah,
I like having themed parties for my birthday. I never really had themed parties as a kid, so I decided to do it as an adult. So I've had a Pokemon party and a Star Trek party.
Yeah, I'm so into celebrating your birthday. Like literally one day of the year to celebrate you in all entirety. Like there should be no shame in that.
Right. I think so too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
Don't get balloons. Balloons are the devil.
No, honestly, so my birthday celebrations basically are consisting of like having a meal with someone and like going golfing. I mean, my birthday celebrations are pretty chill. There will be like no decorations, no streamers, no wrapped gifts, none of that stuff. It's more of just like actually getting to see people and particularly because my birthday is so restrictions in Alberta are like supposedly going to be lifting on the 10th, and my birthday is on the 11th of June. So yeah, it's just exciting. I'm going to have some outdoor gatherings and stuff with people and looking forward to it.
Woo.
For sure. So that's my dessert.
Very nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much for listening. We would love to hear feedback as always. So please send us an email at becominglesspod@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Instagram at becominglesspod or go to wastefree.ca/becominglesspod for all the ways to connect and listen and to donate to support waste reduction efforts here in Edmonton, Alberta.
Amazing. And we also just want to give a big shout out to Change Toothpaste Tabs. As always, they are sponsoring our podcast, which is amazing because basically it covers the costs for all of our like membership fees that we need to pay in order to like, you know, upload our episodes to different places and having them be available to you. So thanks so much, Change Toothpaste Tabs. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, they cover some background costs for us so that we can just volunteer and doesn't come out of our pocket. And they have also graciously offered our listeners 15% off using the code BECOMINGLESS.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So I'm guessing that you just
enter. And we make zero money from this. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is like we've said on a lot of episodes, Biz and I just volunteer. We like to do this out of the goodness of our own hearts. And like we have a great time doing it. But podcasting does cost money, which is like very shocking. Anyways, and so Change Toothpaste Tab basically covers those costs for us so that we can just input our time, and it's a really amazing contribution. So definitely go and check them out. If you haven't checked out their toothpaste tabs already, they are my personal favorite toothpaste tabs that I've ever tried. And I'm not just saying that. Like I genuinely believe that they have a good product. So if you're looking for like a zero waste toothpaste alternative, I would totally encourage you to try them out. With all that being said, hopefully you're still hanging on, and we really hope to have you back next time. Remember, every day we can be a little less than we were yesterday. And I'm just like existing.